on the line with me this morning from Women's Health, talking tricky nutritional questions. Mac, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well indeed.
Happy hump day.
Happy what?
Hump day.
Hey, listen, you know what? Tonight, Twilight, it starts. Do you know much about it?
I don't really, except that I like the guy with dark hair who takes his shirt off and plays a werewolf.
That'll
That's
do,
what
mate.
I know. That's
I don't even know which one that is. It's embarrassing.
Just the hot one, not the pale one, the hot one.
See, I don't even know which one's which now. Now, look, let's get to the tricky nutritional questions. Now, each of us have got those head-spinning 200-plus food-related decisions to make every day. Is it really 200 food-plus decisions?
Well, it's not full decisions. They're things like you might have a flicker of an impulse in your mind, like, should I have a Tim Tam? Should I have an apple?
Geez, I'd love a handful of nuts right now, and I don't have nuts, but I'd love a handful of nuts.
Well, they're very good for you, so you should go and grab yourself some of those.
Oh, well, I do have a handful of nuts on my desk.
Off you go, then.
All right. Okay. Well, you just talk to the listeners, and I'll be back.
Sure.
All right, so you go on to what you've discovered.
Okay. If you want to choose between overcooked or undercooked meat at a barbecue because whoever's cooking it hasn't got it right, don't choose anything. Get them to start over because raw meat is full of bacteria that can cause illnesses. And overcooked meat has shown to be possibly carcinogenic because of the presence of heterocyclic amines. So what that means is basically if it's undercooked or overcooked, don't do it. You're going to get sick. So to make sure that you don't expose yourself to anything harmful, make sure you use different plates for raw and cooked meat to prevent cross-contamination. Cook your meat at a moderate heat and then remove fat and skin from the meat before you cook it as this burns easily and it will create the charring that can be harmful to you.
Right. Now, look, a big one. Is brown rice really better for me?
Brown rice is better for you.
Oh, damn it.
That's the short answer.
We'll see, because the missus always, Tanya always wants me to have brown rice with everything.
It's probably more of an acquired taste, but it's definitely, better with fibre and things like that for you.
Right,
it's not as processed.
So. Now, okay, what about this? Expiry dates. Tanya is an expiry date junkie with everything. If there is something that, today's the 16th, now if something is in the fridge that says, use by the 16th, she'll throw it out today. And I say, no, use by the 16th. That means by midnight tonight, then we can throw it out.
Basically, what you need to do is sniff it.
Right.
That's the short answer. Have a whiff. If it's, you know, there's slime or, it stinks, get rid of it.
Right.
It's more of a guide, but just to be on the safe side, I'm pretty much with Tanya. Like, studies have shown that, you know, exceeding the expiry date isn't going to be as harmful as you might expect, but no, I think Tanya's got it right.
See, I eat anything if the expiry date's gone. That's why probably I'm feeling a bit sick. Look, I best go, Armac.
Thank you so much for your time.
No troubles at all. And now that she's got me thinking about all the off food that I've been eating, I really don't feel well.